Moncrief on News Talk.
After school or college, when you're too old to and rotund to tog out for sports anymore, does it become increasingly difficult to make friends, particularly if you're a man? Loneliness can become a severe problem for many males, especially in later life. News Talk's I Prefer to Talk to Myself correspondent Henry McKean has gone for a swim through the sea of lost souls. Afternoon, Henry.
Sean, yeah, it's true. I'm always looking for friends and I do get lonely. In today's Irish Examiner, Bernard O'Shea is writing about bromances and how we're trying as men to find friendship in adulthood. And it's so hard. It's so, so difficult. I'm not sure if you have a bromance. Do you have anyone in your life?
I don't know what a bromance is, really. What's the difference between that and a friendship?
I think a bromance is, it's not romantic, but there's lots of hugging and you're friends quite quickly. There's a little bit of lust there, but again, not sexual in any way. It's just friendship.
Of course, yeah.
And like, I actually did have a bromance. It's actually been 10 years since I had a bromance.
Right, okay.
So I was over skiing and I met this guy and we became best buddies. We went drinking together. We went try to chat up girls together. We came across to St. Bernard at the top of the mountain and we stroked it together. And we were hugely friendly, really, really friendly. And my friend had a romance on the same holiday. He ended up marrying the girl.
Wow.
My bromance just fizzled out. It just fizzled out.
Did you get invited to the wedding?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did get invited to the wedding.
At least he remembered that.
But I think my friends who were boys, wouldn't accept him into the friendship group.
Oh, really?
I tried to bring him in and they were having none of it.
Why not?
I don't know. They were just like, no. Who is this guy? I'm like, he's my new friend. But they just wouldn't.
Yeah, but your friendship group are like people you went to school with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I've one of those, and none of us would dream of bringing some new element in.
Yes.
You know. Maybe like, for an occasional visit, but like, you know.
It's like if I was cheating on them, I wasn't.
Yeah.
So
they wouldn't fit because people that you've known for decades, you just have to say a word and they know what you mean.
You go right back to where you were 5 years ago, even if you haven't seen each other in five years.
Yeah.
But it's a fascinating one. Here is an older guy on friendship.
Tell us about that time when you had that bromance.
Oh, God, I can't even remember so long ago.
Just
a mate you were drinking with, and that's it.
You got on really well?
Yeah, I got on well, yeah. Go have a few drinks with, got very drunk with.
And you have a smoke with. What happened to this bromance? What happened to him?
I got married and he's still single.
He's still single?
Well, he's living with someone in London.
Do you think about him much?
No, I never bring her up now. I never think about it.
And how long did the bromance last?
I'll tell you, when I got married, that's it.
So
once I got a mortgage, all that stuff
mortgage.
Ended. All that stuff ended.
A drinking body.
Yeah. Oh, geez, I wish I had that back again.
Getting married got in the way.
Doesn't it always?
There you go. Getting married got in the way. You see, does it though?
Well, I think it does. I think if you get married, you've got to spend time with your wife or your husband. Definitely.
Yeah.
I think it can get
No,
in the
you
way.
Do, but you can still make time because if you're marrying a woman, she's going to make time for her friends. She's not going to dump all her.
Like I have a friend and his bromance, it's been going for decades and they ring each other every day and they have a chat.
Wow.
Every day they
that's
ring each other.
That's committed.
And their wives put up with it. They really, really put up with it. But
wow.
I want to talk about mental health because bromance is great for mental health. It really is. Here is Mike Mansfield from the Young People's Mental Health Charity Jigsaw.
Indeed, bromances are really important for positive mental health. They're an opportunity for boys and young men to connect on a somewhat different level that they may do with maybe a female friend or a romantic partner or a mom or a dad. So they're really important, connection in general, and friendships that are trusting and that are open are a really key ingredient for positive mental health. At Jigsaw, we often talk about the protective factors that we put in place around minding ourselves and minding our mental health. And these include, you know, exercise and engaging in new activities and positive sleep hygiene and all those factors. But a key element of that is connection and finding people that you trust, finding people that are of a similar mind that you can be comfortable with. And that's really important that we find our tribe. These are key things that make ourselves feel good about ourselves, bolster our self-esteem. So yeah, bromance is all the way a key ingredient for positive mental health.
Well, no, he's not wrong about that at all. That was Mike Mansfield there from Jigsaw. So did you meet any people who were in the thick of a full bromance when you were out, Henry?
I did meet some, and lots of them didn't want to admit it. But I did meet this particular, they're not a couple. How could they be a couple? But here is John and his friend Geraldine.
Nowadays, everything is done online or through apps and all that kind of stuff, and you don't get that kind of physical to build a relationship with somebody, I suppose. Yeah, that's whether a bromance or a normal relationship. Yeah, I don't really have a kind of lot of guy friends. It's more girls. I'm gay, so you know that's probably I've got more girlfriends than guy friends. And I think the scene of going out clubbing and dancing, it again is very difficult.
And also your age, you're 50. Is it harder just to have a bloke to go, you know, for a pint with, or even make a new friend?
Yeah, I just generally wouldn't have a guy friend just because I don't know. Well, not a gay one anyway, I suppose, because I would just. In case something happened or something, and I'm married, so I don't want anything to happen.
Do you have a straight bloke friend?
No.
So you just kind of hang out with girls?
Yeah, yeah. I feel more comfortable with girls,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I do feel if men say they prefer to hang out with women, it's easier for him to talk, it's easier for to open up. Men are not great for opening up and approaching and looking for friends for fear of what does he want.
And what's your relationship, the two of you?
So this is my boss, but I'm his mammy, really.
So who's the boss?
He's my boss.
He's your boss, but you're his...
I'm his mammy.
Unofficial mammy.
Unofficial mammy.
Very godmother.
I hate to see him upset or doing too much, so I do it with
him. So you help him?
Yes. So we would be close. He's right. He has a lot of good women friends.
Do you think it's harder for adult males to have a bromance, to find a new friend, once you reach the age of 40?
I would think possibly yes, it would, because of fear.
Relationships and married and stuff like that, you know, yeah. So your time is kind of with kids or, you know, your wife, I presume, and then, yeah, I think it would be harder.
Do you want a bromance? Do you want a bloke in your life that you can hang out with and just hug?
No, I have a husband for that, so that'll do.
He didn't have time. I do feel from my time, because I'm in the 60 group, to my son who's in the 32 group, when I was his age, there wasn't a lot of guys hanging out together. But I see now a lot of guys are hanging out in bigger groups and going on holidays together. And so maybe it's starting to get a little bit better.
Coming back.
Yeah, maybe it is starting to get a little bit better.
People have become a little bit more liberalised and, you know, acceptance and things like that, that they don't think two guys hanging out together are gay or stuff like that. So
yeah.
I think now,
yeah,
nowadays
I think
it's
that's
a little
true,
bit,
yeah.
Like, I have three nephews and they all have gangs of friends, guy friends.
I think men always had friends. Maybe they didn't call them friends. They were just like, you know, I meet Tommy down the pub, but and they never actually said it out loud. One person says drinking buddies fall by the wayside once you get married to a woman. I find that my wives never had the same tolerance for listening to my beer-fueled shy talk as my proper bros. The word wives there probably tells a particular story. I really wish my husband would find a friend. He needs it, and I'm in dire need of time to myself. We got married in our 50s, and he moved here from another country, so he feels it's impossible. He could be right. It's so difficult. I imagine it is.
It is very, very difficult to meet someone. Very, very difficult. And, you know, you don't want to come on too strong, too quickly, like in any relationship, I suppose. I did get to meet these lads and I asked, how did you meet?
In college.
So you've known each other quite a while.
About 30, 40 years.
40 years, more or less, yeah.
And can you just continue where you left off if you haven't seen each other in a while?
Oh, yeah. No bother. No bother.
Is it a bromance?
No, it's a friendship.
A friendship, and what's the difference?
It's a modern term, I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
And
what's wrong with friendship?
Just friendship. And do you guys hug? Do you go to sports events together?
We shake hands, basically.
You shake hands. And is it a bromance?
No.
A friendship.
It's a modern terminology.
You don't like it?
I wouldn't subscribe to that.
Would you be pally?
Yeah, of course. Of course. We're very good friends.
Platonic implies sexual. Right, as an obverse. So, I mean, it doesn't come into it. I'm 100% straight. So is he. So, platonic doesn't come into it.
So you're very comfortable with each other?
Absolutely.
As friends?
Naturally.
But it's not a bromance?
No.
No, it's a friendship.
I think it's really easy to meet new friends, especially if you do have, like, different, like,
outlooks in life and stuff, and if you have like different like friend groups, and I feel like people, especially Irish people, they get along pretty well and always open to like
So you have no issue finding friends? Do you have any romances in your life?
Well, you see, I'm an open book. I like to talk to people and meet new people. So, yeah, I don't have any problem making new friends or new connections.
What's your technical definition of a bromance?
What is a bromance in your book?
A guy that's a good friend. So.
And a pal.
Yeah, and a pal.
That can finish your sentences. You can, start off where you left off months later, if not years later.
Okay.
And you can hug. Do you have a friend like that?
Probably not like that, but I have some good best friends, so.
And is it hard to find new friends in adulthood as a man?
I think it's gotten harder over the years, yes.
I think once you get out of school and you go into the workplace and then you get married and you spend more time at home, it is difficult to find male friends as an adult.
How do you guys know each other?
We work together.
But not a bromance?
Well, we're friends. We don't hug, if that's what you mean.
So it's strictly business.
No, we're friends.
Yeah.
We're good friends. We just don't hug.
There you go. They don't hug, and you don't really need to hug if you don't want to. One texter says real bromance involves sharing lovers. Trust me.
Interesting.
I'm sure the lovers are very keen on that arrangement. I got to the age of 30 and decided I don't want any more friends. Doesn't seem to bother me, says the texter. Is that the key point, Henry? You reach a point in your life where it's just not going to happen.
You just don't care. I mean,
just
I know.
Don't care.
Like at my age, I'm now 46. Am I looking for friendship? Am I looking for friends? Not really. No.
Yeah.
I think I have the friends I need.
But do people court you?
Yeah, of course. Of course, you'd get people that would love bomb you and they want to be your friend.
Really?
Like, there is one guy. He's kind of invited me to golf, and I'm resisting. But I probably should go and play golf with him. He's nice.
Do you play golf?
About twice a year. But, I'd love to play more.
Okay, well, there's your chance. Henry, thanks a million as ever. Henry McKean there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.